This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I would be Jeff Phelps. Mm-hmm. I look outside the window here, which, you know, is a way you can do weather. Mm-hmm. And I see nothing. I see no rain. I see no snow. Mm. My phone goes off half hour ago and it says 3 to 5 inches of snow on its way.
Where, though?
Daryl says there's barely snowing at his house, and I know he lives in the city limits. Well, I was perplexed. We know people.
We do.
We can call and get the accurate assessment of what might go on weather-wise.
That is true.
And we've done just that on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Your friend and mine, meteorologist extraordinaire, Mark Johnson from WEWS Television. Hello, Mark.
Mark!
Hello there. Are you all ready? Are you ready for this frigid ice bowl of a game tonight?
That's why we're calling.
Yeah, Mark, scare us. Please do it. Do the weather guy scare thing. Go.
Oh, can we have some dramatic music?
Yeah, if Menigan was here, I would probably say we got the kid on the
phone. Hody's here today. He's holding down the fort. That's close enough.
That means no.
That sounds like a sick dog.
Yes.
Okay, so what folks, are we looking at tonight, my friend?
Well, starting at 3 p.m. this afternoon through midnight tonight, we have a brand new winter weather advisory that was just issued. Now, if you look at your radar app, hopefully the News 5 app that has a little radar on it, out over the lake right now, there is a gathering storm. There is a gathering area of, right now it's rain, but by the time it reaches us, it's going to begin to mix with and change over to snow just in time for the morning rush. And that area that's gathering out over the lake, that big old blob of green on the radar, is going to slide on shore. It's going to sit there for several hours as folks are traveling home from work, as they're getting ready to tailgate, as they're traveling to the Browns game this evening. It's going to be raining, sleeting, and snowing on them. Potentially, there could be a slushy inch or two of snow during the Browns game, especially the first half. Now, I think we're close to the lake, so those temperatures are going to be a little warmer than 5 or 10 miles inland. I still think there will be rain mixing with snow and wind gusts above 20 miles per hour coming in. So you're going to have temps in the 30s. You're going to have rain and snow with some accumulations possible. And you're going to have wind chills in the 20s tonight. How's that for football?
Well, that's not what I wanted to hear.
No? Well, you know what? Weather is the great equalizer. You know that.
So oh, good.
So that helps?
All right, so wait.
If we're an underdog, this is an equalizer. There are going to be dropped passes. There are going to be fumbles, potentially on both sides. Ooh. That could change the game.
All right, so if you lose the coin flip, you get to pick your side. Do you want to be where? Which way do you want to be kicking in the fourth quarter?
Well,
east or west?
The winds are coming in out of the north and northwest. So that little open side over there, you don't want to be kicking that way. So I want to be kicking toward the south and east side of the field.
So into the dog pound.
Sure, you want to kick the ball game. The Browns are facing that way.
Okay, so the Browns want to be kicking into the dog pound in the fourth quarter.
Into the dog pound in the fourth quarter. That is the strategy, and hold on to the ball. Can we run the ball today? That's going to be the good question, because we're going to need to.
So, Mark, if people are heading down to the game, say 5:30, 6 o'clock, what are they looking at?
Well, you're looking at potential rain-snow mix. Travel getting there, roads wet, could be some pretty good snow coming down, depending on how far south you're coming in from. And remember, you're going to dress warmly. You're going to wear that coat. but how are you going to prepare for if there's rain and you're getting wet and it's starting to drip down your back into your T-shirt and your brown sweatshirt? How are you going to handle that? Do you have some sort of rain gear or something to keep you dry? Think about that.
I'm wearing a garbage bag right now in the studio just in case something happens.
There you go. You get your bread bags like we used to do as kids and put them in our
boots. Oh, did you ever do that, Jeff? We used to do that all the time.
No.
Get your foot in the boot. Tell them, Mark.
Yeah, it slides in.
Yeah.
It slides right in.
But you never did it?
As a kid, they were lifesavers.
No, not very often.
Well, you had more snow than we did. We didn't.
I don't know.
It never snowed in Cleveland Heights.
Mark, that was fabulous information, and we couldn't thank you more.
Anytime, guys. I'm here for you. Good luck. Go Browns.
All right.
Thank you.
Mark Johnson joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So it appears if you're heading to the game, just be ready. And remember, take your foot off the accelerator a little bit. You never quite know what those roads are like. Right, Andy? A public service announcement courtesy of Baskin and Phelps.
And the Ohio Department of Transportation.
Let me go back to something Daryl said.
So there's
said.
A little, I'm checking out this weather, you know, he's talking about. There's like this big green blob over the lake is what he's talking about. And it gets a little more severe, but that's in Canada and it's kind of north of Lorraine. That looks like it's going to head in towards Ashtabula Manor. So, okay.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like, so what if I enjoy weather? Like, I want to know what to wear later?
I'm just looking at you.
You give me the look.
No, I'm not
whenever
giving you the look.
Talk
I'm just looking
weather,
at you.
Come on, man. Just want to know what to wear.
Well, you're going to be indoors.
This is true. Post game's outside, though. At least your post game's inside. I'm outside.
My post game is inside, so we'll see. Just be careful coming down to the game and have fun. I want to go to something that Daryl said off of something I asked him about what Jim Rooney said.
Mm-hmm.
And the son of Dan Rooney, longtime owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have continuity and consistency. I mean, they are the pro sports franchise that is the poster child for continuity and consistency.
He said something that I thought was super interesting.
Jim or Daryl?
Jim.
Okay. Daryl said, and I asked him about it, you know, and that Jim said that they think, the Steelers, that continuity is good for business. Daryl brought up, yeah, but you have to have the right guys for continuity and consistency. Though I agree with that, what came first? The right guys or the continuity and consistency to figure out if they're the right guys? You know what I mean?
Don't you think it's the right guys?
I don't know.
I mean, there is no consistency if you don't have the right guys.
Well, but sometimes it might take longer than you think to find that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
It took them years to figure it out.
I keep...
Although less years than it's taken the Browns since they've come back.
I go back to an old reference on this. The Dallas Cowboys were an expansion team back in the day, and that was a long time ago. But they weren't very good. But they didn't fire Tom Landry, and they kept with Tom Landry.
Because he wore the hat, man.
I don't know if he wore it right away. But they kept Tom Landry around, and it turned out that he was the right guy, you know? And it was year number 4 for the Steelers under Chuck Knoll from Benedictine and from here in Northeast Ohio when they finally clicked. You know, first year it was 1-13, then 5-9, then 6-8. That's slow, steady progress. In this day and age, that wouldn't be enough progress for many owners, you know? But it was a different time then. I get that. But then they started to win and win, you know, like absolute crazy. And even with a few down years with Chuck Knoll, they stuck with him and probably stuck with him more than maybe they should have, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after 1983, he was there for, what, 6 more years and didn't win. No, he was there for 8 more years and never won more than 9 games. You know, so they were loyal to a fault. And then Cowher comes in and wins immediately. You know, and so that was interesting. And then Tomlin comes in and wins immediately. But they also stuck with Cowher through a couple of 6-10 seasons. And they stuck with Mike Tomlin through 3 8-8 seasons. You know, 2 of them back-to-back. In this day and age, if you go from, and this is what the Steelers did. And it was a couple of years with Tomlin. They went 12-4, 12-4, a couple of years in, and then went 8-8 2 years in a row. At that point, wouldn't you think most NFL owners, and I don't mean the Browns here, I mean most NFL owners, after 2 8-8 seasons, it's like, oh, well, he's lost it and we don't have it anymore. And you'd fire the coach and move on and find another one.
True.
But the Steelers stuck with him, and that was, you know, it was 2013. It's been another 11 years since. And I just think if you think you have the right people.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think you let blips go and you think of them as blips on the radar screen until they become blobs on the radar screen and don't go away. And that's why I think if the Browns show some life here down the stretch, I don't know that you make moves. You know, I do think, though, and you think, if the Browns just the rest of the way, there will be changes.
I don't know how there can't be. Okay, just point of reference.
Yeah.
Tom Landry wore the hat for 29 seasons,
yeah,
his fedora.
But he was, how long was he the head coach? I think he wore a baseball cap way before that because the team started in 1960, right?
He wore it because he was cold, and his wife explained this back in 2016.
Well, he didn't have any hair on his head, I can tell you.
That's probably
true. When you don't have hair on the top of your head gets cold.
But just for point of reference, because we always want you to be smarter on the show, as I was doing research on it, I did find that it said, it is rude and impolite to leave your cowboy hat on when you enter an establishment. Except for where?
Except for Phillips.
Except for where, Jeff?
Texas.
Close. A cowboy bar or a rodeo event. Those are two acceptable places.
Really?
Just so you know. Don't forget, quick predicts, 216-474-0092.
It's coming up next, yep, on Baskin and Phillips.